AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A boat carrying migrants ripped apart in the English Channel as they attempted to reach Britain from northern France. At least 13 people are dead. Officials say rescuers recovered 61 people from the waters. The International Organization for Migration says at least 30 migrants have died or were reported missing while trying to cross to the UK this year. Meantime, Libyan authorities say a boat carrying Europe-bound migrants capsized off the Libyan coast, leaving one person dead, 22 missing. Salvagers abandoned an effort to tow away a burning oil tanker in the Red Sea, targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The tanker is threatening to spill its 1 million barrels of oil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says two Russian ballistic missiles struck an education facility and nearby hospital in eastern Ukraine,
killing over 40 people. The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome in Mongolia. The country is ignoring calls to arrest Putin on an international warrant for alleged war crimes related to the invasion of Ukraine. More from the AP's Mike Corder.
Mongolia joined the International Court in 2002, and last year even had a judge elected to join its appeals division. The court hasn't commented on Putin's visit to Mongolia, but stressed last week that the country is under an obligation under the ICC's founding treaty to arrest Putin and send him to The Hague.
A small group of protesters who tried to unfurl a Ukrainian flag before the ceremony in Mongolia were taken away by police. This is AP News.
U.S. stocks opened down at the start of a week full of updates on the economy's strength. The S&P was 0.7% lower in early trading, coming off a winning week that had carried it to the cusp of its all-time high. The Dow was down 167 points from its own record set on Friday. The Nasdaq was just over 1% lower after the open. U.S. steel stock fell after Vice President Kamala Harris came out against its buyout by a Japanese rival. Reports later this week could show how much help the economy needs, including updates on the number of job openings U.S. employers were advertising at the end of July. And on Friday, a report will show how many jobs U.S. employers created during August. Julie Walker, New York.
Iran has summoned the Australian envoy over an LGBTQ+ celebration at its Tehran embassy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.